Hello there. This is our Football Miracles show, sadly without Pep Linders. We are in the vines for this one. It is a pleasure to do it, as ever. Just a little note on the start that this is not necessarily safe for work, so feel as though you have been advised. It was a pleasure to do, but you listen to at a time and place that suits you for this one. An enormous amount of fun talking about a season that wasn't an enormous amount of fun. I will hand you over to the vines, and I forgot even to do the quotation, but they didn't let me forget. It is Football Miracles. We are in the vines having a lovely time, which is the purpose of the enterprise. I've got John Gibbons with me. I've got John Milburn. I've got Kev Walsh. Fucked off Pep Linders for Phil Blundell. We had a look at...
No regrets as far as I'm concerned,
Pep,
by the way.
Pep had a good go, didn't
Listen,
he?
Listen, Pep was sound and he hates Everton, which we can all get on board with. But Philip, welcome back.
Yeah. Thank you. Thank you.
Yeah, right. Honestly... He was desperate to be here, Pep, and everything, but...
I heard this rumour, but alas, that's to make do with me.
He's driving around town, and we've just confirmed to you, you've got to go home, and he's like, oh...
Yeah, absolutely gutted, absolutely gutted. So we're going to move on. And we finished with 21-22, when we were with Pep, really, and we get to 22-23. And 22-23 is obviously weird. And one of the reasons it's weird, John Milburn, is it isn't as though there aren't games or moments that you remember unbelievably fondly. Or moments that could even be classified as football miracles, but the wider context just sort of takes the miraculousness out of them to an extent. So we're going to go through a few here as we sort of work through them all. But, for instance, I'm not including the 1-0 against Man City. If that had gone on to mean something in the grand scheme of things, then maybe you would. But as it is, you're just sort of left going a bit like, well, it was nice that day, and it was a good day, don't get me wrong, and I'm glad we had it. But it was never part of the tapestry of these miracles that we've had.
I'm glad that we're holding up the standard of what actually qualifies as a miracle. You know what I mean? We don't want to devalue the currency just because Liverpool went a bit shit for 12 months.
You say this, but we did have on one of the first shows a new stand opening.
To be fair, that was fuck yeah, but it was fucking Boston. We battered the then current champions, didn't we? So,
listen, we get to set the standard. You know what I mean? The standard's got to involve.
We haven't even done the fucking thing.
We haven't even done the thing.
Oh my.
Oh my God. Oh my Start God. Again.
get Pep Linders in here to host.
Say the line. God. Say the
Pep,
line.
Just lift
Neil.
The top and we read it off your back.
Oh my God.
They've had.
It's also a bit late to be arguing over the agenda of it.
So 3 years ago in lockdown, Everton Football Club are the most miserable football team to support in this country. A combination of being unable to have any high whatsoever, compounded by them having sport football miracles on a weekly basis, season after season.